You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The gyrations continue with stocks that had been shunned but are now embraced by individual investors after shares of the video game retailer GameStop closed down 44% yesterday. They're up 100% in overnight trading at the moment. Marketplace's Nova Safo is continuing to follow one of our big market stories of the week. Where are we?
Well, we're heading back to where we were before yesterday, sort of, David. Yesterday, depending on which online platform they were using, individual traders could sell or hold, but not buy GameStop, AMC, and some of the other stocks that have been in individual traders' crosshairs. Today, Robinhood said it will once again allow limited purchases, and another online brokerage, Interactive Brokers, says it'll lift restrictions as well.
Now, some see restrictions as prudent. They have infuriated others. What's the logic for them?
Well, the brokerages say they had to do it because clearing a trade for a customer means brokerages putting up a bunch of money in the short term, and it was basically getting too expensive. Robinhood reportedly even borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars, tapping into its lines of credit. But the result of the restrictions was that some people could freely trade, others couldn't. And we spoke about the legal implications of that with Jill Fish. She's a securities law professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's a little bit problematic to think about banning customers from some brokerage firms from trading the stock while others are free to do so. It's much more common if there's a stock that's mispriced or a stock that's unduly volatile for the exchanges to take action so that all investors are treated equally.
And so to get at those concerns, Democrats in the House and Senate are planning hearings, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.